from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I mean, I feel like he made my case for me. Chris, you fight what Babe just had to say and see if you can overcome that dose of reality he just shared.
So Keith shared something with us that when it comes to betting lines and stuff like that,
yeah,
there was a study conducted that found home field advantage being worth an estimated 1.8 points on average.
Mm. So that means that the Browns is 2.5-point favorites. Are getting another 0.7 because they're 0.7 points better than the Cowboys.
Well, that's the average for home field advantage.
Okay.
Maybe there's a little bit more juice to that because it is the dog pound, because it is Browns.
You believe in home field advantage but not momentum.
Yes.
Trying to build our belief ladder here, as it were.
Home field advantage matters. Sometimes the offense can't hear the calls, sometimes the raucous crowd gets to them a little bit.
So does that. Actually, I don't know why the hell I didn't take that angle earlier. It's a great angle. I really should have just said, because it's at home. If this was on the road, I'd feel totally different.
I mean, would feel a little bit different, I would think.
I do think from the defensive side of things, considering the defense was Jekyll and Hyde, home versus road, I do think that's a part of this. I also think it paints a picture that I think people in Dallas feel the same way about the Cowboys as people in Cleveland feel about the Browns.
In terms of what?
There's a lot of doubt there.
Okay.
And so I think that's an interesting spot in this game. What?
I mean, we talk about this all the time, and you poo-poo it all the time, but there are levels to good. There are levels to great.
I didn't poo-poo it.
Yes, you
I did
have.
Not poo-poo
multiple
it.
Times.
I do not recall poo-pooing it, and I would remember poo-pooing it. Aw, oh, little man's here. Aw, oh, that is awesome. Ha! That's the best. By the way, did I mention we're at Rally House? And I should say, Rally House.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
No, I mean, I think what – I just think it's an interesting thing that most of the time, the Friday before the opener or the Friday before a game, you have somebody on who covers that team, and they are effusively praising that team. I think it's interesting because I think now's I'm in a safe spot here that – I think I'm ready to hear your Deshaun MVP conversation that we're going to have earlier.
Ooh. So I think there is a pathway to Deshaun winning MVP. And I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but I think he's, I don't know, 101, 75 to 1, something. I think it's worth a buck or something like that, just because there's a pathway to it. And I think if you start here, chances are it's going to be a quarterback, okay? Mm-hmm. Chances are it's going to be a quarterback on a team that finishes first in the division or finishes between 10 and 12 wins, something like that. And I think early on in the season, with the Browns not having Nick Chubb and with some questions along the offensive line, you could look at this situation and say, well, they could win because of that guy, right? The thing that was held against Tua and Brock Purdy last year is that people were trying to figure out, okay, how much of their success was due to them. How much of it was due to the coaching? How much of it was due to the other pieces on the roster? With Deshaun, you know, yeah, they have weapons offensively. They brought in Jerry Jeudy, but there are questions about him. There are still questions about Cooper. So I don't think it's the same situation as you're playing alongside Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. You're playing alongside Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. There are different levels to this. So for Deshaun, if he plays well and he becomes the reason that the Browns are winning, especially early on in the season, and they start off 4-0, 5-0, if they beat Dallas, they could win every game up until that Philly game. That builds a case. That builds a narrative. He does it without Nick Chubb. He does it with the questions along the offensive line. And he does it for a team that isn't supposed to be the Chiefs this year.
I think people might look at this situation and say that Deshaun has a better chance at comeback player of the year than
well,
he does
sure.
MVP.
But that's...
I would actually disagree with you.
Going down a little level.
I think Comeback Player of the Year award is one that is involved in sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Deshaun's coming off an injury, I think sympathy is with Aaron Rodgers.
As much of a lightning rod
as he is. I think sympathy is, I'm trying to think who else went, Joe Burrow. I don't think you're ever going to get voters this early in the game to vote for a sympathy award for Deshaun Watson, because I think the expectation will be, oh, well, he finally paid it off. So I actually think, in a weird way, the tougher thing to attain is probably easier to attain, because that's more of a who's the best quarterback in the NFL.
I think the other thing that plays into Deshaun's hands when you talk about this is that people expect Mahomes to be great. People expect Lamar Jackson to play at an MVP level. Dak is coming off a season where he finished second in MVP. So I think people expect him to be really, really good. Josh Allen is a little bit different because of some of the losses that he had on offense, mainly Stephon Diggs. But when there's this different expectation, you don't have the same kind of bar to clear.
Mm-hmm.
For Deshaun, he doesn't have that high bar that he has to clear. Like Mahomes, in order for him to get MVP, he has to be great like every single week. He has to top himself. Mm-hmm. That's really, really difficult for him to do. Deshaun just has to be, to form a narrative and to form a case, he's just got to be much more consistent than he has been since coming to the Browns. And he's got to show flashes of the guy who was once in the MVP conversation in Houston.
I
don't know if it's still in there. I don't. I have no idea if it's still in there. But I'm willing to take a chance to see if it is.
I think for Deshaun to have any chance at this, I think he has to be... like head and shoulders better than anybody. And I think that's what makes
really?
It. Yeah.
Why?
Because
of the off the field stuff.
I mean, I think that's part of it. Uh-huh. I also think I kind of similar to how I said comeback player of the year,
yeah.
I do think there's gonna be a point where they go, well, he should be this good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if it's because I think MVP now is a tight race. Like you could have sold Dak or Lamar or Patrick on any given year as an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
And I do think it's not going to take a lot to hold Deshaun back. Like, I think Deshaun has to be clear. Like, Lamar last year,
mm-hmm.
that was a holy crap. People didn't believe that he had that in him anymore. Like, that was even better than his initial
right.
MVP season.
Yeah.
And he didn't have the baggage of what Deshaun has.
Well, that's the thing about Deshaun. People wonder if Deshaun still has it in him. You know what I mean? And if this offense is going to be tailored to Deshaun, and it's going to be more Deshaun-specific than what it has been, and there isn't going to be a little pull from Kevin Stefanski to say, I'm just going to lean on Nick Chubb in my defense, especially mm-hmm. early on in the season, then there is an opportunity for him to put up big-time numbers. And he's got some weapons in the passing game to do it.
So I know we've had a big conversation on Deshaun, and we'll get more into it in the 5 o'clock hour, because I do think it bears consideration putting some specifics on this.
Yeah.
But in terms of this week specifically, beyond Deshaun, where's the area of concern, or where are the area of concerns for you?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think obviously for me it comes down to offensive line. And, you know, I don't really know how to speak about production of an offensive line, but just a level of comfort that they could potentially provide to this quarterback and to this offense against an elite pass rusher in Micah Parsons, against a defense that I think has the ability to be top five, top 10 in the NFL. That's one of the areas that I look at. And the other one is what we talked about. Nick Chubb has always been a security blanket for Kevin Stefanski for this offense. And just that element being removed and not being able to lean on the rushing attack the way that the Browns have been able to in the past, I think that's something that I'm going to be monitoring early on, and that's something that gives me some concern, especially in week one.
I mean, it's kind of a catch-22, though. It really is, because if the offensive line, specifically tackles, were healthier coming into this game, I'd probably say, whether it's Deshaun or the running game, oh, well, we got a good offensive line.
Yeah, sure.
There is a part of me that, though, like I know having Nick Chubb is the ultimate Band-Aid. It's the ultimate whoopee. It's the ultimate feel-good. Plenty of teams get by without Nick Chubbs, and that doesn't mean that Nick's not important. But at least in the short term, early in the season, as defenses come out of hibernation between Jerome Ford, Deontay Foreman, and Strong, I do think you should be able to get adequate production, even if you're still going to have to win through the air. And that is my expectation, by the way, because of the O-line concerns. I think you're going to have to win at least – I think you have to win more through the year than you did through most of last year when the meat of the season, it was the running game that saved your bacon.
I agree.
Now, are you at all in any way concerned about the defense not playing together, not having a lot of – it's not even about preseason, it's about even in practice.
No, not really, because I think there's so much talent on the defensive side of the ball, and I believe so much in their defensive coordinator that – he is one of the best in the NFL at what he does. So I think he finds a way to make it work, especially early on. And look, I mean, you can sit there and you can nitpick certain areas on defense for the Browns. Like you can sit there and say, well, I don't know about the linebacker spot. What about Jordan Hicks? What about Devin Bush?
So it's actually not – can I just hop
sure,
in there?
Sure,
the Hicks thing, the only thing that scares me is it's his first year calling the defense, and he really wasn't out there in the preseason or in camp. And I think that – I do – because I think it's great that McLeod's back, because I don't think it was a coincidence that you saw fluctuations in protection when Rodney wasn't out there to call it. But I think knowing the importance of middle linebacker, I think Hicks will be an upgrade over AWOC over the course of 17 games. But I think in this game it is a real concern I have if I have one from that defense.
I agree. But the rest of that defense, oh, man. The secondary, you understand what they're capable of. And then you believe, I think there's enough belief in the defensive line that they're going to be able to both stop the run, especially when it's Dallas's running attack. Are you kidding me? I don't even know what that is. That they're going to be able to stop the run, make the Cowboys one-dimensional. And by doing that, obviously, they have the guys that can put heat on the quarterback and make Dak uncomfortable and maybe take Dallas out of the rhythm. So I think even though there may be some of those questions that you have from the linebacker spot, because you can't build everything perfect, right? Even though you're not going to have like 11 different players that you're fully confident in on the defensive side of the ball, or every single level of the defense that you're going to feel good about. But I think what they do have is the kind of pass rush and the kind of defensive line that can mask some of those weaknesses that the Browns have. So I just don't have a ton of concerns about the defense. I think the Browns have a really good shot, Nick, to be the best defense in the NFL again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.